When she was young, Lewiston resident Colleen Mahoney lived near the Minidoka Japanese internment camp. The experience, plus witnessing housing discrimination in Utah, shaped her politics and community advocacy. She was interviewed by her daughter, Nancy, in today's StoryCorps Northwest, recorded virtually.
Minidoka Japanese camp was about 16, 17 miles from where we lived, and it was the worst ever camp. There were big gaps in the boards. It was cold, really, really cold. It was horrible. They had to stand in line forever to go to the bathroom. It was intensive. I mean, it was cruelty, the way they were treated.
How did you know about that camp if they didn't go to your school?
Well, some of the kids were allowed to go to the Methodist youth group. And the Methodist church has been very open, and they invited the high school kids and the junior high kids to come in to go to church. And then we met those kids. When the war was over, my dad was the first person in the area to hire a Japanese family. They came to the house. I still remember. They had two little kids. They came to the house, and we had a house out in the stockyard, kind of, that they could live in. And so they lived there until they were able to save enough to get their own ranch.
You were an amazing community volunteer. Part of what I remember that most impressed me was your work with human rights. I know there were other specific places and areas that were wake-up calls or...
Really?
Can you really describe some of those?
Yes. I go to Salt Lake City, Utah as an adult with four kids. And the first thing I notice when we drove over to the west side of Salt Lake City, it was all Black and Latino. And they were not living on the east side where the rest of us live. I learned then to become really cognizant of the fact that there was no fair housing, no equal housing in that community. So I became really, really, really liberal. I changed my politics. And then we all went to Oklahoma for a year.
And in Oklahoma, it was...
Head Start. I worked with Head Start.
And what was that like?
Terrible. Because these little kids were living in just shacks. And you couldn't even get to their house because it was all gravel and dirt. We decided that we did not want to live in Oklahoma. And at that time, Senator Frank Church was senator in the state of Idaho, and we knew him. And we thought, well, you know, that'd be a good place to go. By this time, my husband had been a pretty good Republican. He had changed too, because he always cared about people. We both were passionate about everybody having an opportunity.
I think I was probably in high school, and you were chairperson of the Human Rights Committee. Was that?
That was Nez Perce County, but there was an Idaho Human Rights Committee as well. Of course, that's all been done away with now. You know, they eliminated that. But nevertheless, to know that we are all the same. We may look a little different, but we're all the same. And we need to appreciate each other.
That's a great way to end.
That's longtime Lewiston civic advocate Colleen Mahoney and her daughter Nancy for StoryCorps Northwest, presented in partnership with Innovia Foundation. Hear this story and others at nwpb.org.